In northern Burkina Faso, near the Malian border, thousands of refugees have settled here, in Mentau camp, including Bassetta Walet Sidi and her family.
We fled the violence and the killing in Mali. We are safe now, but the future is uncertain.
Aid organizations are supplying food and medical attention. But Sidi, who has one child and is 7 months pregnant with another, is worried about malnutrition.
All we eat here is rice and oil, which we're not used to. And the amount is not enough, even for one child.
Not far away in Djibo, local communities don't have enough to eat either. Burkinabe women come with their children to this Red Cross distribution center to receive rations, while more urgent cases head to the medical post.
This is a severely malnourished child. The circumference is less than 11.5 centimeters.
Nurse Rosaire Toé says the influx of refugees have put new strains on the relief efforts.
That worries us because we have a considerable amount of malnutrition already because of the famine.
The international community is not calling the food crisis a famine, but it realizes Burkina Faso is at a critical juncture.
So a major concern, as I said, that also is water. Water is an important issue, both for the refugees and also the host population.
United Nations Undersecretary General for Humanitarian Affairs, Valerie Amos, visited the area in late May to draw attention to the twin crises.
Part of what we are trying to do is to make sure that people realize that this is something that we have to work on now, otherwise it will get much worse.
Though the rains have started to fall in northern Burkina Faso, the next harvest is more than 3 months away. And with continued insecurity in northern Mali, its refugees will not likely return home anytime soon. This is Nick Loomis for VOA News, Burkina Faso.